about going, we got up there.
Mm-hmm.
And then she went to New York.
I don't know, I think I'm out in February cares out there, and I just don't, that's too early for the
mm-hmm. That'd really be a long ways.
Most of the spring
yeah,
like we're having.
Now my sister's daughter, she's bought a place at Winter Haven.
Uh-huh.
They go down there now after the first of the year and stay on about March.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's one of the disadvantages.
And my sister and her husband, they go down in Detroit, they retired, they go down there and stay a couple of months.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Have y'all had any snow here this year?
Just a little bit here.
Hmm.
Let's see. One night last week.
Yeah.
Yep. If it'd been a little cold, it'd have been pretty good, but
mm-hmm.
a little cold
mm-hmm.
enough it'd stick.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What time do y'all go to bed?
Oh, and she goes to bed about 9, and I go to bed from 9 or 10 o'clock.
Oh, well, I don't want to
yeah.
say...
The nights are too long for me.
Well, that's the thing in this way. You know, when they change the time back...
Yeah. I don't know what they're done with it.
I don't either. I don't know.
And night,
I can't ever...
Night comes the quickest, and dark gets here.
It doesn't seem like it used to
yeah.
do that.
Yeah.
But I don't ever know what time it is, because
yeah.
I think it's about 11 o'clock, and it'll be 8 o'clock
yeah.
or something, because you can't
yeah.
tell what it...
Yeah, okay.
With it being like it is outside, you can't tell.
Yeah.
I wish they'd just leave there. If they won't pass time, we'll leave it on pass
mm-hmm.
time, or
mm-hmm.
quit changing it back.
Yeah, one would just do it one way. And
yeah.
I get all tangled up, and takes me some bit to
get
yeah.
rid
it. Yeah, it is hard for me. Well, it just does seem like the evenings are so long.
Yeah.
Amen.
Has anybody ever told you who this town is named after?
Uh-uh. No, I don't know.
Dr. Piggott.
Dr. Piggott. Oh, I've often wondered how this town got that name, Piggott. I never had heard that name.
Yeah.
That was his name.
That was his name, and he was actually a medicine doctor here, and there's been two of them here.
Mm-hmm.
There's been two Dr.
Mm-hmm.
And the one that this town is named after, they, he's got great grandchildren living here in this town. Her granddaddy, Mayo's brother, first wife,
mm-hmm.
was Dr. Piggott's daughter.
Oh.
And there's Otto and Owen Payne
mm-hmm.
and Bernie Edwards
mm-hmm.
living right here in this town now.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a couple of girls lives out south of Pollard, one of them right in Pollard, really.
Mm-hmm.
They're great-granddaughters of the man that this town is named
mm-hmm.
after.
Mm-hmm.
And,
mm-hmm.
it,
I have wondered, because I never have heard that name.
Well,
now, when you were growing up, it was already called Piggott then?
It was called Piggott,
uh-huh.
yeah,
mm-hmm.
it was.
Mm-hmm. Well, how big a town was it then?
Well, I really don't know. It is a small town, though. It is a small town. The courthouse is here.
Mm-hmm.
And it is, I don't know just how many stores. There's some 3 or 4 stores here, when I can
mm-hmm.
first remember.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. There's 400, maybe. Might have been 500
mm-hmm.
when I can first.
Mm-hmm.
They was, 3 or 4 doctors here in this town when I